So we're going to go ahead and get right back into our callers. And it looks like, Ray, you've been waiting for quite some time here. Thanks so much, Ray, for calling in today. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay. Well, I eat organic peanut butter and almond butter.
Okay.
And 3 weeks ago, you said peanut butter has a mold called aflatoxin. Does that mean that when I go to the store to get a jar of that peanut butter, is going to be that mold in there?
It is possible that it could be in there because it can grow on peanuts. Yes.
Okay. And is there a way that you can test for that?
Oh, I'm not sure. That's a good question. Actually, there is a lab. Well, I know that they test for this in the body. It's called Real-Time Labs. And they do something called mycotoxin testing.
Okay.
And so they would be a good resource for that. That's a great question. Thank you.
Okay. What's the name of that place?
It's called Real Time Laboratories. So R-E-A-L-T-I-M-E Laboratories.
Is that located in the Seattle area?
They are not. So usually in order to get tested through them, you would ask a healthcare provider that has an account with them. So for example, myself, I will use them occasionally for testing, and so I have kits in my office. And then Meridian Valley Lab, which is right next to the Tahoma Clinic, I believe that they also work with them, so they have kits at their location as well.
Okay. Now, does that mold, does that come from the ground or just get on the peanuts?
You know, it's when they are stored in a warm, humid environment. So
okay.
I believe it's not related to where they're growing. But that's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'd like to ask just one more thing.
Sure.
The saturated fat in the nut butters, I've heard people say that's supposed to be a good fat, but I don't quite understand that. Is that harmful to eat saturated fat in the peanut butters?
I'm sorry, can you say that one more time?
Is it okay if you eat the peanut butter because it has that saturated fat in there?
Oh. So for the saturated fats, I personally, and I would believe that Dr. Wright and Dr. Sherman, too, the other docs here on the radio, believe that the saturated fats aren't necessarily bad for the body in certain amounts. And if they're not in a rancid form or hydrogenated form, if they haven't been deep fried or heated to a really high level, then they can be beneficial. Saturated fats can be good for our brain.
And okay, because there's, for instance, in the peanut butter, there's, I think it says 2.5 grams.
Yeah.
And two servings.
Okay. So that should be okay, right? And we have to actually go again for the top of the hour break. When I come back on, I'll just give a little bit more information about that just as a general talk, okay? Thank you so much for calling and have a great weekend. Bye-bye.